all of our issues, virtually I say all of our issues, comes right down to just how many people are in the state. And from my perspective and what I've been doing as in my career, it's quite obvious we're loving the state to death.
What do you mean by that? I mean, what have you seen that makes you think we're loving the state to death?
Just the demand on the resources. Look at the Maroon Bells, the wilderness, you know. We talk about limiting people into the bells. And 20, 30 years ago, that was unheard of. And it's great. We love the outdoor activities, and we encourage that. But sometimes it's just we can abuse it.
So as representative for this district, how can you translate your concern about resource protection and population growth in the state? How can you translate that into legislation or some of the things that you might do as representative?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a hard question to answer. I'm just going to do my best to try to protect those things, whether it be water on the western slope. You know, I think we've Trans Mountain diversion plenty, too much. And I understand the economic benefits of both the fish and wildlife resource and what that means in this community. I mean, look at the river outfitters. I mean, that's taking fishermen, people coming here, vacationing, and we want that. Same thing with hunting. I mean, we're world-renowned for some of our hunting, and we want to maintain that. We don't want to lose that. You know, we've had some issues with our elk herds here.
And deer herds.
And I remember early on in my career, you know, I think some people in our agency thought we couldn't run out of deer. Well, you can, and we can also run out of elk. But that's what floats our boat as an agency, through license fees, and we've got to protect that licensing structure and the funding for the state, and then the spinoff of that is all that other money in the community. We need that. There's other sportsmen coming from other states. Our resident hunters here, you know, I mean, they're buying gas, they're buying groceries, buying supplies, they're buying sporting goods. It's critical that we maintain that, in my opinion.
So do you think you'll use your influence as a representative to maybe change the Colorado Parks and Wildlife structure or to make improvements in the state Department of Wildlife?
Well, I wouldn't say about structure, but improvements, you bet. I'll try everything I can to make improvements. That's why I'm going over there, you know. I'm not...
Tell me more.
Well, I'm not headed over there on an ego trip. I'm over there trying to do some good for the people of this district. And if that involves CPW as a state agency or any other state agency, be it CDOT or anything else, I'll try to do improvements. That's why I'm going, and that's why I put in for it.
Benta Berkland, who is now working with Colorado Public Radio, broke stories about sexual abuse and sexual harassment. That's part of the reason why you're taking this seat, is because Randy Baumgartner was one of those people who was accused of this. Bob Rankin has taken his place, and now you're in Senator Rankin's seat. What do you think of what happened at the Capitol last year?
That's a social thing we can't tolerate. I don't tolerate it. And, you know, I don't know any of the details other than what I've read or seen or heard, so I can't comment on that. But I can comment that that's not acceptable. Anyone that knows me knows that's a true and accurate statement.